USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernard. President Joe Biden led the kind of campaign rally that was impossible last year, speaking before nearly 3,000 people in support of a fellow Democrat, Terry McAuliffe, whose race for Virginia governor could serve as a test of Biden's own strength and coattails.
You're not going to find anyone, I mean anyone, who knows how to get more done for Virginia than Terry. That's a fact.
Several states scaled back their reporting of COVID-19 statistics this month, depriving the public of real-time information on outbreaks, cases, hospitalizations, and deaths in their communities. The shift to weekly instead of daily reporting in Florida, Nebraska, Iowa, and South Dakota marked a notable shift during a pandemic in which coronavirus dashboards have become a staple for Americans. This is USA Radio News.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable or you simply don't like it, right now is a great time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 a month when they join MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to the typical health insurance plan. That's double. So you get a massive network of providers to choose from. You get telehealth services, and MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for more than 25 years, shared more than $4 billion in healthcare bills. Here's why now really is the time to make the switch, too. You can start saving each month, which is huge, but right now, they'll waive your joining fee. So you'll save another $170 right off the bat. But again, it's a limited time offer. You got to call now. And it only takes 2 minutes to find out how much you'd save by switching. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
After a lengthy closed-door review of the National Defense Authorization Act for fiscal year 2022, the Senate Armed Services Committee approved language in the bill that would require young women to register for the draft. According to a summary the NDAA released Thursday, it highlights the change, saying the new bill is amending the Military Selective Service Act to require the registration of women for selective service. ABC's Rob Marciano reports on some of the fires plaguing the Northwest.
In Washington, and these fires, especially in California, continue to burn. This is a Tamarack fire just south of Lake Tahoe, which now spreads across two states. It's into Nevada now. And you see that fire roll gives you an idea just how erratic the behavior of that fire is. Just 4% containment, 60,000 acres burned. The Dixie fire north of that in Northern California, 18%. This thing really exploded to 167 acres.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The Kraft Heinz Company has partnered with Brooklyn-based Van Leeuwen Ice Cream to introduce a limited edition macaroni and cheese flavor ice cream. We know that there is nothing more refreshing on a hot summer day than ice cream. That is why we wanted to combine two of the most iconic comfort foods to create an ice cream with the unforgettable flavor of Kraft macaroni and cheese we all grew up with, Emily Violet, Senior Associate Brand Manager for Kraft Macaroni and Cheese, said in a news release. To create the cheesy dessert, Van Leeuwen churned the flavor of Kraft macaroni and cheese into its ice cream. On Instagram, Van Leeuwen called it the ice cream you never knew you needed. A video wall has collapsed at the site of a Florida music festival. More on the story from Wendy King.
A large video wall collapsed at the site of a music festival set to take place in Florida over this weekend. Organizers for the Rolling Loud Music Festival tweeted that no one was injured in the collapse at Miami's Hard Rock Stadium and that the stage would be prepared for the festival's opening. Rolling Loud tweeted no one was hurt and it will be fixed before the doors open. Video shows the huge structure appearing to collapse on top of the stage, which was empty. The sold-out festival is to span 3 days and is featuring acts including Travis Scott and Post Malone. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.